Good morning and welcome on our Mothering Sunday to Dr. Ink's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time with Nashri 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we join linking hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen down, to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. My message this morning is entitled Love and Service in Honor of All Mothers and Mothering Influences. I believe that mothers epitome that exactness of love and service. And I want to kick off with our story because it's a little long and I couldn't edit it out because each part of it was juicy and necessary. It's entitled The Invisible Mom, When God Only Sees by Nicole Johnson. She says, it started to happen gradually. One day I was walking my son Jake to school. I was holding his hand and we were about to cross the street when the crossing guard said to him, who's that with you, young fella?
Nobody, he shrugged.
Nobody? The crossing guard and I laughed. My son is only 5, but as we crossed the street, I thought, oh my goodness. Nobody? I would walk into a room and no one would notice. I would say something to my family like, turn the TV down, please, and nothing would happen. Nobody would get up or even make a move for the remote. I would stand there for a minute, and then I would say again a little louder, would someone turn the TV down? Nothing. Just the other night, my husband and I were out at a party. We'd been there for over 3 hours, and I was ready to leave. I noticed he was talking to a friend from work, so I walked over, and when there was a break in the conversation, I whispered, I'm ready to go when you are. He just kept right on talking. That's when I started to put all the pieces together. I don't think he can see me. I don't think anyone can see me. I'm invisible. One night, a group of us were having dinner, celebrating the return of a friend from England, Janice, who'd just gotten back from a fabulous trip. And she was going on and on about the hotel she stayed in. I was sitting there, looking around at the others all put together so well. It was hard not to compare and feel sorry for myself as I looked down at my out-of-style dress. It was the only thing I could find that was clean, my unwashed hair pulled together in a banana clip, and I was afraid I could actually smell peanut butter in it. I was feeling pretty pathetic when Janice turned to me with a beautiful wrapped package and said, I brought you this. It was a book on great cathedrals of Europe. I wasn't exactly sure why she'd given it to me until I read her inscription. To Charlotte, with admiration for the greatness of what you are building when no one sees. In the days ahead, I would read, no, devour the book, and I would discover what would become for me, excuse me, four life-changing truths, after which I could pattern my work. No one can say who built the great cathedrals. We have no record of their names. These builders gave their whole lives to a work they would never see finished. They made great sacrifices and expected no credit. The passion of their building was fueled by their faith that the eyes of God saw everything. A legendary story in the book told of a rich man who came to visit the cathedral while it was being built, and he saw a workman carving a tiny bird inside of the beam. He was puzzled and asked the man, "Why are you spending so much time carving that bird into a beam that will be covered by the roof? No one will see it." And the workman replied, "Because God sees." I closed the book, feeling the missing piece fall into place. It was almost as if I heard God whispering to me, "I see you, Charlotte. I see the sacrifices you make every day, even when no one around you does. No act of kindness you've done, no sequin you've sewn on, no cupcake you've baked is too small for me to notice and smile over. You are building a great cathedral, but you can't see it right now, of what it will become. As mothers, we are building great cathedrals. We cannot be seen if we're doing it right. And one day it is very possible that the world will marvel not only at what we have built, but at the beauty that has been added to the world by the sacrifices of invisible women." Love, 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 love that story. Because mothers are so invisible. For those of you that are mothers on the phone, or those of you that are mothering influencers, or those of you that are just celebrating and honoring your mother, whether they are still with you or whether they have transitioned homeward. They are God's helpers, God's hands on this earth. They are the expression and the epitome of love and service. They are shaping and building us into the great cathedrals that we have ultimately become, whether we acknowledge them or not. This story is such a wonderful reminder of just how selfless and loving most mothers are. They are truly the backbone of the family. And of the quote that I shared yesterday by Leroy Browner, who says, "Mother is the heartbeat in the home, and without her there seems to be no heartthrob." This lockdown has shown just how much work mothers are doing. It has been noted and recognized that mothers in the house are doing more than anyone else. Whether they have a full-time job, which they still have to carry on with, seeing to teaching, seeing to the shopping, seeing to the housework, seeing to the cooking. Mothers are phenomenal. They deserve more than just one day. I was musing to myself as I went out walking early this morning. For the few mothers that I saw with their husbands or partners, it was still the mother that was pushing the pram whilst the husband was carrying the coffee drinking. I tried not to be too judgmental, but I was thinking, it's Mother's Day, push the damn pram. However, that's not for me to say. But it was just this reminder still, with mothers, they never switch off. They're always doing the doing. They're always being of service. They're always the ones that take the time off to go to the school to see if something is wrong or what's going on. They'll always be the ones that the kids want to come home to when they've got the bruised knee. Our mothers have made sacrifices for us that we perhaps will never even be aware of, and that through their selflessness will never ever tell us or mention. The poems, and I want to share two poems for you this morning, one for the mothers who have transitioned and one for today. The first one is by Nikita Gill, entitled "Your Soul is a River." The water of her womb, your first home, the body she pulled apart to welcome you to the world, the spirit in you she helped grow with all she knew, the heart that she gave you when yours fell apart. You are her soft miracle,
so she gave you her eyes to see the best and the worst. You carry your mother in your eyes. Make her proud of all she watches you do. My second poem by Helen Steiner Rice. Mothers never really die. They just keep the house up in the sky. They polish the sun by day and light the stars that shine at night. Keep the moonbeam silvery bright. And in the heavenly home above, they wait to welcome those they love. My science of mind reading is entitled Thanks, Mama. The first quote is from Tibi Ruiz, who says, if you need to ask permission, you already know you shouldn't do it. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, This Thing Called You. You are a self-choosing mind in a divinity which permeates everything. The author writes, how are you celebrating Mother's Day? Today can be a joyful occasion for us, or it can be a painful reminder of the mother we never had, or that our mother is no longer with us. For all of us, it can be a day to nurture the mothering energy of our planet. The idea of what a mother should be is beautiful, demonstrated in nature around us. Life as we know it never gives up. The forest destroyed by fire eventually recedes itself. Animals that have all but disappeared return as humankind removes its influence. Nature usually heals without advance warning, fanfare, or acknowledgement. The above quotation is from my mother, whom I honor today. She has been there for me regardless of whether doing so aligned with her own very definite religious beliefs. Her words above are an affirmation that the answers we seek from others are within our own consciousness. How can we honor the feminine energy today, either with your own mother, the women and men who have provided you with mothering, or from nature herself? There is only one life. No matter what our relationship with our birth mother, or the woman who raised us, we can connect on the basis of that one energy moving through, in, and as us. Every single one of us has had a different relationship with our mothers. Irrespective of whether we think they did a good job or not, they were the ones that carried us for 9 months. They were the ones that brought us forth, as the poem said, out of their watery womb and gave us life. They were the ones who, without a handbook, did the best that they could. As with all humans, they had their failings and shortcomings. But nevertheless, however we perceive our mothers or our relationship with our mothers or mothering influences, whatever their contribution has made us who we are and whose we are, they have given us the foundation from which we grew and which we may have shaped and changed ourselves along the way. So this Mothering Sunday, let us hold warmly in our hearts our mothers, whether they are still with us or whether they are with us only in heart and memory. Oliver Wendell Holmes says, youth fades, love droops, the leaves of friendship fall. A mother's secret hope outlives them all. I think many of us can agree that all mothers ultimately want the best for their children, irrespective of what that might look like. My sacred text that I want to share with you this morning is the one that I shared last week, because I said at the time there was a deeper metaphysical meaning that I wanted to share with you. And someone that, one of our Sunday fellows that listens abroad, she asked me, why did I take it out of context, because as well as Mary and Martha choosing to serve and be of service, there was a time when Mary washed Jesus' feet with her tears. And again, how women are subservient to men. And I explained, and as I'm sharing this with you now, if anyone else wondered, there are three occasions that are written where Jesus was anointed. Two before he entered Jerusalem and one after his entry. Two, he was anointed with oil. And the third time was he was anointed with the tears. But these are separate occasions from the one that I'm sharing with you with Mary and Martha. And I'm going to read the text before I get into the metaphysical interpretation. It's Luke 10:38-42. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her and said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." So let's break this down. It says Jesus enters into the house of Mary and Martha. Jesus the Christ, representing the I Am, enters into the soul consciousness that is represented by both Martha and Mary. Martha, the outer world of activity, Mary, the inner world of inner listening, inner receptivity. Jesus, the I Am, enters into that soul consciousness to bring instruction and spiritual illumination. You see, like Martha, we are caught up with all the distractions, or a lot of the distractions in the world of appearances. Busy with our busyness, busy with our doing, busy with what we think is important. And whilst, yes, she was being of service, Mary, representing that aspect of the soul that listens to that which is within, had chosen the good path. To listen to the truth, to listen to what the soul, the I Am, the Christ consciousness was directing. Both are necessary. Both love and service are important and are key to expressing the life that is God in us as us. But the service we do is nothing if it is not guided by the inner receptivity that is from Spirit. If we do not allow ourselves to be centered in that consciousness that Jesus instructs and directs as the I Am of our being, what we do will not amount to all that it should, will not amount to all that it could. We are here to be of service, but we are here to do it through the guidance of love. I believe that many mothers often, when they are worrying about their children, go within and ask God for guidance and direction and protection for their beloved ones. This sacred text is a reminder that before we go out into the world to do whatever it is we have to do, take the good part, go within, listen to what the Christ consciousness, the I Am of your being, is ready to reveal to you. You see, this sacred text is taken both literally, but when you go metaphysically, it's even deeper. We are here to be of service, but that service needs to be directed and guided by that inner wisdom that can only come as we listen to that still small voice that is Spirit, that is ever guiding, ever directing, and illuminating our path if we but take the time. You see, many of us want to get up and do, and we rush off thinking we have an idea and we need to carry it forth without taking time to go within and listen. Busy in the world of outer activities as opposed to the inner world of receptivity. We need both the Mary and Martha aspects of our soul. But as our teacher admonished, the good part is the listening, the waiting on the still small voice of spirit to reveal what it needs to do before we take the outer action that is necessary. We both need to embrace the Mary and Martha of our soul, the inner receptivity and the outer activity, but knowing which one needs to come first so that we can better do the second all the more to the glory. I believe, again, in that reminder, which we'll talk about more in the Easter, that other part of that, well, not this story, but the story of Mary, is the one where she does weep and wipe the feet of Jesus with her hair. It is that reminder how all mothers are prepared to be of service. Nowhere else do we hear of a man doing anything for Jesus, washing his feet, or offering him sustenance the way that we see not only Mary and Martha, but women constantly throughout the Bible doing. You see, it is wired in our DNA, whether it be a mother or simply just a mothering influencer. I believe we all are that. It is wired within our DNA to be of love and to be of service, irrespective of the social norms or the times. We cannot help ourselves. So, my beloved, on this Mothering Sunday, as we honor the gift of love and service that we have so freely received from all of our mothers, let us pay a heartfelt, loving gratitude towards them for it. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and bring our attention to our breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Breathe in. Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. Breathe out. This is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Breath as I breathe out forgiveness, healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in love. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out love. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out service. Love. Love. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Take a moment to express your gratitude for your mother, or your mothering influence. Acknowledge the gifts, the sacrifices that have helped shape you to the person you are today. Take a moment to think about your word. Would you remember to embody it this week? Did you live and express it this week? And how do you see it, or you expressing it, in the week to come? See in your mind's eye that which you wish to do, be or express in the next 7 days ahead. Always, as we are visioning or visualizing, we are holding the feeling component to what this feels and looks like. And in this Lent, as we are fasting and feasting, affirm the following. I fast from chaos, I feast on order. I fast from confusion, I feast on clarity. I fast from resistance, I feast on acceptance. I fast from false starts, I feast on determination. I fast from overindulgence. I feast on self-care. I fast from the fear of scarcity. I feast on the assurance of abundance. I fast from self-pity. I feast on renewal. Take a deep breath in as we enter now into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that could need a prayer at this moment. We know that God is the energy, the center, the spirit, the life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine Beloved, ground as being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all that is, the divine intelligence, the one mind, the one power, the one presence. As we consciously come into your presence at this moment, communing with the ground of our being, giving thanks on this Mothering Sunday for all mothers, for all those that have brought us into the world, that nurtured and cherished us, that made us the people who we are. All the mothers that are with you now, no longer on this earth, that we remember and that we hold in our hearts. We express gratitude for our life which they gave us. For all mothers who are still struggling and suffering in conditions that we cannot even begin to imagine. For all mothers, wherever they may be in this world. We're holding them in our hearts and sending forth love and blessings to them. We're holding them in our hearts and wishing that their lives be one that is filled with peace, with joy, with happiness, with contentment, and all that they desire. May good health prevail. May all that they wish for themselves, for their children, may that be too an experience for them. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you chose women to be mothers, to build and nurture the ones that would grow into the cathedrals that may not be seen or even known or recognized by others. But the mothers are doing your work here on this earth. They are your hands, they are your eyes, they are your heart. Bless them in ways I cannot even ask for. For those that have returned homeward to you and now resting in your spirit, we are so grateful for the part that they played, for the part of which they gave us, the love which they gave us, the nurturing that they gave us. And even though they are no longer with us physically, they are with us eternally in our hearts and in our memory. Divine Beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening across our world at this time, to name individually, but simply to know that truly there is nothing that you do not know, and there is nothing that cannot be healed or remedied as we come within and seek your guidance and direction. Bless each situation, each condition, each need. Bless us to understand our part to play in each and every one of us in what we have to do. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. We are so grateful for your healing. We are so grateful for your blessing. We are so grateful for your grace. Let us be like Mary and listen to the receptivity that comes from your still small voice, so that we may be like Martha and then go outward to be of service. For your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer, in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our science of mind affirmation and our Buddhist meditation. Repeat after me. I love the feminine energy within me.
I love the feminine energy within me.
I am balanced in all areas of my life.
I am balanced in all areas of my life.
I give birth today to new ideas and joy.
I give birth today to all ideas and joy.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My final quote is from Cardinal Mermelod, who says, a mother is she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. My rumination, Rumi says, we are born of love. Love is our mother. My closing benediction, divine beloved, bless all mothers who have come into our lives, whose kindness, care, and loving remain with us to guide, whose inspiration in us made us strive in every way. Let us to remember to be grateful to all mothers this Mothering Sunday. And so, my beloveds, just a reminder, we'll have our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer, on Thursday as usual. And my closing song is one of my favorites at the moment. It's by Brandon Heath, entitled Whole Heart. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I caught your name a long time ago. They flow well from a heart of stone. But I'll be careful then we'll let you be. Only thought you wanted the best of me. The less I trust you, the less I grow. The more you love me, the more I know. I don't have to be afraid to show. Follow me, where you turn. You show me what the key is. Where you take it. You show me how to find it. Where you feel it deep inside. I won't lie. Keep following me so that you can see I'm broken.
Love, love, love that song. Love you with my whole heart. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Mothering Sunday. For those of you best blessed to celebrate it with your mothers, have a very wonderful time. I look forward to joining you on Thursday. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.